Welcome to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. I'm your host, Todd Perlmutter. Our world is a projection of our collective consciousness. The more peace we bring into our lives, the more peace we bring into this world. So let the transformation begin. There are many reasons people can feel they don't deserve happiness, that they are unworthy. And those reasons can be regrets, guilt, and shame about things we've done in the past. We can feel like we don't deserve happiness if we have bad habits that we've tried over and over to change, and repeated failure makes us lose hope that we have that right to happiness. Sometimes other people, their mean comments, hurtful words, and behavior can make us feel unworthy. And conversely, feeling alone, neglected, ignored, and unseen can make us feel like we are unlovable and we don't deserve that happiness that seems so easy to so many. And if we've had a really hard life, suffered a lot, suffered tremendous loss, we can feel like happiness is just something for those people with a charmed life and not for people who've seen what I've seen. And while it's important to look at these reasons why we believe we don't deserve happiness, they are actually a symptom, a manifestation from the root cause of what is really going on. And if we just look at those symptoms, if we just deal with that feeling that has emerged into our consciousness and not dive deeper into the subconscious and unconscious mindset that led to that thinking, then those problems, those barriers to our happiness, will only continue to manifest in different ways. And so we have to look at the real root of why we believe that some people deserve happiness, but we do not. Why we have either done something unforgivable or witnessed something unforgettable or experienced something unbearable that makes us so unworthy compared to everyone else. And the root cause of that kind of thinking is a lack of understanding the oneness and falling for that illusion of separateness. It is the dualistic thinking that says there is a me and a them, or an us versus a they, or the good and the bad people. And the reason we have this thinking is because we tend to think of things as there's products and there's the maker. There is the cause and there is the effect. But this is a fallacy, because if a person makes a product, we forget that someone and something made the person. And so there is no maker. Nothing can exist outside of the laws of cause and effect, the law of karma. We are a product of our environment. We are inseparable from our environment. We are the inevitable byproduct of the universe around us that we were brought into. There is no self-existing, independent person or thing that exists in this universe, because everything that exists exists because of the conditions that preceded it. When we realize these bodies are based on conditions outside of our control, and that we are much more than these temporary physical manifestations, and that there is the source of life within us that is within every living being on this planet, then we can see beyond that veil of separateness. Then we can see that pure consciousness that peers through these bodies. And we can turn our attention inward and see past the thoughts and the emotions. And we can see that true source and essence within us that goes so much deeper than these false identities of human, your name, your nationality, your religion. And we really get to the root, that light that peers through all of the stuff, all of the content of our consciousness. And what we find is something universal, something so deep and true to every living being that ever was and ever will be. And we see that underneath trauma and heartbreak and guilt and shame is a source of peace and happiness, true, deep joy. And we know that that is our natural state of being, because what we like, we gravitate to. And what we gravitate to naturally in nature, fruits and companionship, are those things that nourish and sustain us. And the things we like the most are the things we needed and craved the most. And it was that extreme craving that helped us survive, that told us what was right for us. And that is why those things we really like are so essential. But love is that greatest emotion of all, beyond extreme like. When we experience love, we know that we are nourishing ourselves. We know that we are on the right path, and that that is the feeling, that is our intuition telling us to move in that direction. Not from extreme pleasure, the things we like, not from drugs or endless entertainment, but the deep connections, the putting a smile on someone else's face, the providing a good life or creating a good moment for someone else. That is the life we all look to and look up to. And so when we stop focusing on ourselves, when we stop focusing on our own happiness, and we start focusing on others, because of our oneness, we strengthen our own happiness. And it is through that diving deep within ourselves and tapping into the real source of who we are that we touch the source of everyone. And we develop a taste for that peace and joy within us. We know that it's there. We know that it is our natural state. and we nourish it, and we create a deeper connection with others, and we help bring it out for them too. This is what happens when we break down that wall of separateness. When we turn our attention inward, away from the physical illusions of separateness, and we tap into that borderless, formless, infinite dimension of love and peace. It is there in every single one of us. But the second huge cause of people not believing they deserve happiness is the false belief that happiness comes from external conditions and circumstances. Most people believe that happiness comes from pleasure, comes from the right life circumstance, where our family and friends are healthy and live to a long age, where everyone does financially wonderful, and where there's no drama and everyone is very kind and loving and gets along perfectly. And so we end up believing that if these conditions aren't met, that happiness is not in the cards for us, that we're undeserving, unworthy, and it's too impossible, so why bother? But who deserves happiness more than someone who's struggled the most, who's fought the hardest, who's endured the worst? This notion that a perfect life makes us deserving of happiness is disproven by every single person who has won the lottery and lost it all because they didn't realize that happiness doesn't come from stuff. And so people will spend all of their money trying to fill a hole in their heart, a happiness hole, that no amount of stuff can fill. But even if we felt that people with a charm life deserved happiness, but not us, surely, if a person with a charmed life deserves happiness, a person who has really gone through stuff, who's really seen some challenges, surely that person is the most deserving of happiness. And the third major barrier to feeling that we deserve happiness is when we internalize the negative words, negative reinforcement, unkind words and actions from other people. What happens all the time when someone is cruel, either through their words or through their lack of words and neglect, we can internalize how others view us. We can start to think criticisms other people say. We can call ourselves terrible names. And we can believe we deserve the way others treat us. That voice in our head is very easily influenced. And it always feels, because it needs to strengthen its identity, its power, It needs to feel strong and important. And so it will use every way possible to manipulate us. If we are not living the life the way either other people envision or the media tells us we're supposed to live, then it tells us how terrible we are. And in a weird way, it's an attempt to motivate us. It's the survival mechanism, fight or flight, essentially an inner panic attack trying to force us into action. And often what happens when we have negative voices in our head is instead of fighting or flight, it tends to activate depression or the play dead survival response. And so when we feel that we are not living the life that we deserve, that we are entitled to, that we dreamed for ourselves, this is when especially that negative voice really kicks into overdrive. And it usually stems from the media, the people in our lives, the words they say, the attitudes they convey. And in the film we watch, everywhere we look, we are inundated by subconscious cues on what we are supposed to want in life and what a perfect life is supposed to look like. But we are not here to live someone else's life. We are not here to live a life any different than the one that was meant for us. And the more we stress about the past and how things could have been, and we are not giving this precious moment our full attention, we are hurting ourselves. We are hurting our ability to be happy. And we are dwelling on these negative thoughts and opinions that are not serving us, that are making us unhappy and convincing us we are unworthy of happiness. And the first step to loving ourselves and being happy and loving others, even in their flaws and their suffering, is to recognize we deserve it, to recognize our infinite worth, our light that shines inside of us like every other life form, with the right to live in peace and happiness. We are the miracle of life. 4 billion years of life being passed on, perfected, imbued with this vast wisdom for everything we need to be happy and thrive. It's already there. We just need to let go of the past, let go of what blocks us from seeing that happiness and peace that is already within us, within every living being. Every living being on this earth, every animal, has the strength to overcome trauma, to heal from most anything. There are prisoners who have done unthinkable things, who have found a way to forgive themselves, who have found a way to make right to some extent what they've done, and to find happiness once more. And so no matter what we have done because of the life we grew up in, because of the experiences we had, because of the brain and body we find ourselves occupying. We all deserve peace and happiness. Not from stuff, not from a perfect partner, not at the expense of someone else or their happiness, but everyone has the right to heal from their trauma, to forgive themselves of their past, to become present in this moment, and to create a new path forward, which takes whatever we learned from in the past and builds the most beautiful future for us possible. We all have the freedom and the capacity to make today better than yesterday and tomorrow better than today. The key is not to wait for happiness to come or for perfect circumstances to arrive. The key is to realize that happiness right now within us exists. We can shed those layers of trauma and guilt and neglect and abuse, and we can rediscover that source of who we truly are. And that light can shine even brighter. And when we see it in ourselves, we begin to see it in others. We begin to pull it out of others. And we begin to notice our entire life around us unfolding, blooming, because we are creating a life from a source of happiness instead of trying to create a happy life from a source of sadness or anger or resentment or guilt or shame. And a life built from happiness is the key to a happy life, not the other way around. Much love. You have been listening to Path to Peace with Todd Perlmutter. Being here and putting in this important and noble work is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself and others. If you found this podcast even a little helpful, please make sure to leave a review so it can reach others who may be in need. And remember, the path to peace starts with a single step.